All names, characters, events, and times are strictly coincidental and completely dreamed up by our subconscious. Dreams can be influenced by personal experiences and the media. However, the events in our dreams are completely ours. Some dreams may be upsetting or disturbing to some audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's just a dream.
Podcast where we share our dreams and sometimes even analyze yours. My name is Howell, and thank you so much for joining me tonight as I tell you another one of my crazy dreams. I really appreciate it. Hello, 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 my beautiful sun, moon, and stars. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day, night, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is when you're listening to this. I am just so glad that you're here with us tonight. Oh my gosh, I said us. You know what that means. There's a guest on the podcast, and you know what that means when we have a guest on the podcast. Scary Story Showdown! If you don't know what Scary Story Showdown is, it's a little thing I like to do on this podcast where I get a guest on here and we go head-to-head with our scariest dream or paranormal experience, and you guys vote on the winner. And tonight is no exception. Today, I have another person from the murder mystery show that I work with, another castmate here. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Reese.
Are you sure?
Yes, yeah. Let's show some conviction about that. I'm Reese Bailey, and I am here with my scariest dream and paranormal activity. It's one
both?
And the same. Yeah, it's one
oh
and
my
the
gosh.
Same.
That's so good. That's so good. I might have to switch mine up. So yeah, like I said, me and Reese met at the murder mystery show that we work at. Great show. So phenomenal. 10 out of 10. And
highly recommend.
Yeah. So good.
Buy your tickets now.
Yeah. You won't get the name. I'm not giving you guys a name, but it's good. We met at the murder mystery and I invited him on the podcast, and he's actually the first person that I've recorded a Scary Story Showdown with this year. You're number one.
Wow. Number one. I feel really special. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to have him on here. He was so enthusiastic when I asked him about it. And he was like, yes, please. So I'm really happy to have him here. What about you? Are you happy to be here? You're not held at gunpoint, right? Like, tell them that you're not.
Yeah, I'm not held at any kind of situation here. And I'm so excited. Let me get some...
See, guys, I told you.
Get some water. I'm really excited to be here. I love dreams. And I love scary stories. And
that's good. Yeah. And since we're both actors, you're gonna be in for a great treat. So before we start, let's go into the rules of Scary Story Showdown. If you guys want to vote on who had the scariest dreams, there are two ways you can do that. Way number one is right below the podcast episode. If you're on Spotify, there's a little poll. So the two titles of the dreams will be there, and you can pick which one. Or you can go on our Instagram at _ It's Just a Dream Podcast. 48 hours after the episode is posted, you can vote on who had the best dream. I can't believe I have to say this, but don't vote for Reese if you just think he has a hot voice, because that's what you guys did last time with Spencer, where you only voted for him because you guys thought he had a hot voice. Vote on the content, okay?
I've never been told I had a hot voice before, but if you guys think that I do, please feel free to express that in the comments section. Are there a comment section to this to this podcast?
I don't know. They can send reviews.
Oh yeah, please send reviews about my
sexy, sultry voice if that's the case.
Oh my god. Don't do it. Don't, please. Vote on the content, okay? I'm not a sore loser. I'm just saying, because all of you guys voted for Spencer's Dream, even though mine was scarier, and you guys probably looked him up on Instagram, were like, oh my god, he looks like Tangerine from Bullet Train, and then voted for him. Not fair. But yeah. Before we get into it, I just want to throw the mic to Reese, give you 30 seconds to promote your socials and any projects you're working on.
30 seconds. Here we go. I keep keeping this microphone. I need to, I'm going to move it a little bit further away from me. I can't hear what I sound like. So, I don't really have any socials. No, not much to promote, but I am now a company member of Playmakers Theater Company in North Carolina. So check out Playmakers on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're in the South, come check us out. We're going to be doing, right now we're doing the regional premiere of Clydes, which is a really funny show about a group of felons who run a sandwich shop. That play has some significance because I believe it was workshopped and premiered at the Guthrie. So probably some Midwestern love there. We're going to be doing Misery by Stephen King, or the Stephen King play. The classic Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing. So that's kind of our season moving forward for the next few months. So come check us out if you're in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They have their own socials, so just look them up and they'll follow them, and you'll hear about me if you're interested in hearing about me.
So. Yeah. Guys, okay, if you go see him and he's like in one of the productions, buy yellow flowers so then he knows that you're from the podcast.
That would be crazy. That would be like a surreal experience for me. If somebody approached me with yellow flowers, I'd be like, holy shit, I made it. This is it.
This is the one.
This is the highest moment in my career.
Yeah. So just
somebody,
make sure you guys go there. Just get a bunch of yellow flowers. It doesn't have to be sunflowers. Any yellow flower. Paint a white flower yellow. I don't know. Just do that, because I think that'd be really awesome.
You know what? If you can find me and bring me yellow flowers here in North Carolina, I will give you a private tour of the Playmakers Theater building. How about that?
You got to definitely bring yellow flowers, guys.
Private tour. Yeah.
Private tour. Private tour. Without further ado, you're going first. So give me like some context about this dream paranormal experience. When did you have it? Like, what was your headspace when you had it?
Yeah. So I am in college right now. I was in college last year, which is when this dream took place. Right now I'm in graduate school, but last year I was in my undergraduate. Ooh. I was getting my undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And for those of you who don't know, one of the biggest challenges for undergrad students and graduate students, just any student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, is housing. Housing is really, really hard in Madison as a college student because there is not enough houses close enough to the university. There's not. It's like it's a pretty big problem. And on top of that, and now I'm going down a whole like other side tangent, but I don't care.
Well, I'm actually kind of curious because fun fact, I almost went to UW-Madison because we could have met at UW.
We could have.
But I went to AMDA instead. So I'm actually really curious. What's with the housing issue? What?
Yeah. So it's a few different things. And like most students don't know that much or care. This is another side tangent. But I was actually involved in the student government pushes glasses further up
bridge of nose. The student government at UW-Madison. And so student housing was one of the things that we were always talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a few things. I think the biggest problem is that there hasn't been a new dorm at Madison for a while. And the university really wants to build a dorm, but because it's a state university, they need the legislature, like the Wisconsin legislature's approval to do that. And the Wisconsin legislature has been unwilling to approve a new dorm for a while. So there's not enough dorm space. And then you've got really big companies in the area, like Epic and Exact Sciences, that are hiring a lot of people right now, specifically like young people who want to like bool around downtown. Bool around, is that, that's a word, bool? To get to bool, to party?
I don't know. Chill? I don't party. Look at me.
All right. Okay. I don't party. Okay. Fair enough. Well, these Exact Sciences and Epic, which are like big, you know, technology companies, they both have headquarters in Madison, and they're both new, and they're both like hiring lots of people right now. And they're hiring lots of young people, and the young people want to live downtown. And the young people are making like lots of money because they work at science companies, I'm told, so they can afford the expensive apartments, which just means like there's not a lot of apartments left over. So suffice it to say, a lot of the student housing that isn't dorms at Madison are like really old, run down houses from like the 20s and 30s.
I remember I did like a show about like old Madison and stuff, and they were talking about how like some of the buildings were like really old.
And it's weird because you'll like you'll be in like so this is where I was living when I had this dream, was in this this house. I was going to give the address, and now I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean, I don't live there anymore.
Don't give the address.
All right. It's on freaks. Okay. It's on Doty Street. So I don't know. And all of Doty Street is like just really old houses. And it was like very clear when we moved in, because I was living with that's the other thing about housing in Madison, is if you're going to like have a house, you have to like split it. So I was living with six other people all in this,
six?
Yeah, six people in a four bedroom house. We'd like turned two of the other, so that was a weird thing, is it like, it was just a weird house. Like there was a room that was like designated as a closet, but it was like big enough to be a room. So like somebody slept in there, there was like a weird, we called it like the servant's stair, because there was like this weird hidden staircase that led from the kitchen to one of the bedrooms, that was like tucked away like in this alcove, and there was like this beautiful mahogany, I don't know why I said mahogany, it was some kind of like fine wood, I'm not going to pretend to know, but it was like this fine wood fireplace with like a glass mirror like above it, and my room, the room that I was sleeping in, had like stained glass windows.
So it was
like this was very clearly a very nice house at one point, but like now it's just like totally shit. Like everything, like years and years and years and years of, you know, fraternities and just undergrads, not really caring about the house. So it was like both beautiful and run down, mostly run down. And the basement was like the scariest thing I've ever seen. It just like smelled weird, and like the landlord hadn't cleared out anything from down there in what looked like maybe 50 years, because there was some old furniture down there, but also just like some bins of like clothes that weren't ours, and like a couch that looked kind of dismantled. It just seemed like when people moved out of this place, and we did this too, and when people move out of this place, instead of like putting their stuff on the side of the curb, it's just easier to like shove it down the stairs into the basement. So there's just kind of like piles and piles and piles of things in the basement.
Oh my God.
Really spooky stuff. And it's kind of like that situation where like, it's college housing, so it's like a big mystery, like who really is on the lease. Like, I don't, my name wasn't on the lease. I don't know. I don't know. So it's like, if something goes wrong, there's a number to call, but like, it's unclear who's supposed to be there to answer the door when the landlord shows up.
Yeah.
So you just, you don't call about a lot of things, because it's like, he doesn't know, we don't know, nobody really cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as nobody's dying or like the building's not on fire, it's probably fine. So you were just kind of on your own. And as long as like the rent is being paid, nobody needs to know who's actually on the lease out of the six people that lived there.
Yes. That's crazy.
So this dream was last year in my bedroom. At the Doty house.
The Doty
house. And it was like one of the first nights that I slept there, because I'd moved all my stuff in with my parents. Mm-hmm. And then I had been like sleeping at my parents' house, because my parents also live in Madison and their house is just infinitely nicer than the Doty house. So there's no reason that I would sleep there until classes actually start. So classes had started. I had to be on campus. I was sleeping in the Doty house, and I was willing. I paid like probably the most in rent. I paid $400 a month, which
pause. How much did the whole thing cost? Firstly,
the whole house cost $2,300 a month.
I can't even say anything because my shitty dorm room. My shitty dorm that was the size of a closet cost $2,500.
So. What? I just peaked my mic again. I can see it on the recording. I gotta move this farther away.
It's okay. I'll fix it in post.
For a dorm? That's ridiculous.
$2,500 per semester. Yeah. So I was like, gonna be like, oh my God. And I was like, I have no reason to talk.
Yeah. That's...
I had a closet. It was like this.
That's disgusting. I mean, and like, that's kind of like the thing, because like my brother's apartment cost like $3,000 a month, which he could afford because he had like an internship at one of those sciencey companies. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, it's like really nice. Like you get like access to a gym and a pool or whatever, but like your actual living space is like smaller than the room that I had at this Doty place. Because for $400 a month, I got the master bedroom with all the stained glass windows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then that makes more sense. I was about to... Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You meet some crazy people when you just, like, give your soul over to living on, like, the outskirts of Madison. Yeah. It was a weird house. Yeah, because like ultimately I think the building itself was worth, I think like it's weird, like the property was probably worth way more than $2,300 a month just because of like where it was, but also like it's not like a great place to, like it's a great place to live, but it's like not, it's not like a great street, you know. Mm-hmm. And like the house is like falling apart.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think $2,300 for like the whole, and like you get like a certain amount, like, you know, the landlord doesn't give a crap who's actually living there as long as the rent's being paid. So you can have six people living in a I think that might be illegal. I think I might have just outed myself, because I remember we had a discussion, the six of us, about how you couldn't have more than five people living in a single family zoned property.
I always say crime is a construct, so who gives a fuck?
I'm gonna say that I exaggerate things in my stories, and this, maybe there was folks, six people.
This podcast
living there.
Is a full exaggeration. We
this
are
is, yeah. Legally, I am not bound by anything that I say here, and this is there's hyperbole. There is hyperbole in this story, as there is with every story. So the actual number of people living in this apartment at any given time is indeterminate,
subject to change.
It is subject to change, and it may have changed throughout the year. There may have been an indeterminate number of people coming and going at this college apartment house thing. Anyways, I'm sleeping in the master bedroom. Semesters are, if I'm gonna be on podcasts, I need to become more succinct very quickly. Just like make like a this at me if I need to like.
No, it's okay. This podcast is gonna be long. I love it. Anyways, okay. You're sleeping in the master bedroom.
I'm sleeping in the master bedroom. And I have this dream that like I am going to class. And I think like the first class I had, the earliest class I had, throughout my whole week was on Mondays and Wednesdays, and it was history taught by Professor Roberts, history of World War II. And she's like, actually, she's apparently kind of famous as a historian. So look up Professor Roberts at UW-Madison. She's like a big get for UW-Madison, if you know what I mean. Like they were very excited that she signed to be with UW-Madison because she's like the world's authority on like, I think it was like war crimes or torture or something during the Second World War. So fun lady. And she taught at like West Point, like the military's academy. She taught like war history for a while. So she's like a big deal. I don't know. But she taught like this gigantic lecture on World War II history, which doesn't matter. But in my dream, I was there in World War II history, but it wasn't Professor Roberts who was teaching. It was like this really old woman. And the old woman was like kind of mean. She was like laughing at everybody's answers. She'd be like, "Ha, you don't know when Hitler invaded Poland and now you're gonna fail." Which was not something that Professor Roberts would do. Professor Roberts was actually very nice. I just want to clarify, if Professor Roberts is listening to this, that I enjoyed history. I enjoyed the history of World War II, and I thought she was a great professor. But in the dream, it was this really old woman, and she was like laughing at people's answers, and she was like talking about how like we were going to have lots of tests. And it's weird because like I don't remember a lot of my dreams. Like usually I wake up and I have like a vague memory that like something happened and I'm changed person or whatever. I don't know. So I usually have like a vague recollection, but when I woke up from this dream, like I vividly remembered her face, and I still do. Like I remember what she looked like. She was short and she wore a lot of purple, and she had kind of like a big hat, like a big sun hat, and she had white curls, and her face was like really saggy. And so I just remember like waking up being like, I can't get this dream out of my head. Like I would like go to class and I'd be like, oh my god, this is like this is the you know, the lecture, and this was the lecture I was dreaming about, but like the old woman's not here. But I remember what she looked like. And so that was weird. And so like a couple nights later, I think it was more like a week. I think like a week later, I had another dream. And in this dream, I was in one of my acting classes, and, I had been like paired up with, like a young girl, and we were going to do like a mirror exercise, which is like where you stand in front of another actor and you do whatever they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. For those of you watching at home, I've never watching it. For those of you listening at home, I've never gotten the mirror exercise, but apparently it's very good. Suffice it to say, I was doing the mirror exercise when just like in the dream, and I was like in the basements of Vilas Hall in the dream, which is where like all the rehearsal rooms are, and it's kind of creepy down there. And in the dream, like, I shit you not, in the dream, like, the lights dead ass started like flickering down there. Mm-hmm. And our professor was like, "We're losing power." And then like I remember I was like scared in like that detached dream way where you're like, "This is bad," but like yeah. I'm not really scared. And then like the power came back on and it was just me and the old woman. It was like the same old woman, and we were like dead ass in the basement of Vilas Hall in one of the rehearsal rooms, and she's just like mirroring with me. And in the mm-hmm. dream, I was like, "This is normal." And so like her and I were just doing the mirror exercise in the basement mm-hmm. of Vilas Hall, and she was like laughing and she was like having so much fun, and like I was having fun, but I still had like that like detached like, "This is bad," you know, just like that kind of like dream, "This is bad" thing.
Yeah.
And so then I woke up from that and I was like, "What the actual fuck?" You know, can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah, it's explicit. Okay. Yeah, you can swear.
Cool. I was like, "What the fuck?" I peeked the damn microphone again. Cause I was like, it's the same woman. She's in the purple and she's got, you know, the big sun hat, like kind of like one of those like fucking, Little Women.
Yeah, yeah.
Sun hats. Yeah. And she's wearing like the purple dress, and she had rings. I don't know if I said that before, but she had like lots of fucking rings on, and she's like saggy, you know, like she's just got like a shaggy stretched. I'm pulling out my face for those of you at home. Got saggy. It's like weird, you know? So that was weird. And I remember like I talked to some of my roommates at the time. I won't say how many, but let's say that it was between 2 and 5. I talked to between 2 and 5 of my hypothetical undetermined number of roommates. And I was like, "Is anybody having weird dreams?" And everybody was like, "No, no one is, nobody's having any weird dreams." So I kept going to class, and like a week later, I had another fucking dream about mm-hmm. this woman. And this time I was like on State Street, like going, just walking down State Street, and she was following me. And like when the dream started, like I just knew, I was like, "I'm here on State Street and it's the woman again. She's following me."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's following me down State Street, and I'm not like running from her. It's like that weird detached, like, you know, this is normal, but like it's also like bad, but like in a detached dream way.
Mm-hmm.
And in that dream, I was walking down State Street and she was following me, and then the dream kind of changed and it was about like being at a farmer's market, and I don't really remember that part of it, I'm gonna be honest, but there's like a farmer's market that happens on State Street and near the Capitol in Madison on Sundays, and
yeah,
I
it's really
go.
Good.
It's really good. You have to wake up early to go if you like, yeah. But
yeah,
there's sweet buns, cheese buns.
Yeah, they're so good. Rolls. I got yeah. them last week. They're really good.
They're delicious. But yeah, I just like I didn't see her, but I knew she was following me, and then I went to the farmer's market. So that was weird, and I'm still going to class. I'm like in rehearsal now for God of Carnage, which is a hilarious play. And I came home one night and it was raining. It was like a bad thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like sopping wet because I'd been at rehearsal and I had gotten home. I'd had to go through the rain in my umbrella, and it was like really coming down. And so we had all kind of like battened up the hatches, and there were like some leaky places in this house. So
yeah.
I remember we had like duct taped around a window, and we'd like put a bucket out, kind of like in the entryway. This was the only house I've ever lived in that had an entryway. Like, you open the door and you're like in like a mini room with like coat racks built into the walls, and that's just, that's the whole room. And, and I remember thinking like, what a waste of space. But I guess like, it was helpful in the winter because it was like a place to keep all of like the snowy wet things. But yeah, that place leaked bad. So we had put buckets up there, but like this rain was really coming down. And when I was going to bed, I had stayed up a little bit. I was working on a paper, about World War II actually. And we had lost power for a little bit and the power had come back on, and which is weird because you don't lose power a lot in Madison. I've lost power like 4 times here in North Carolina, but I've only like lost power like once or twice in, I'm going to say 3 times. I've lost power like a total of 3 times in the 21 years that I have lived in Madison, Wisconsin. We lost power, but like just for a little bit. I shit you not. It was like, the lights kind of did like a little flickery thing and they went out and then they came back on. And that pissed me off because like I lost Wi-Fi and I needed to work on my paper. But I went to bed and there was like thunder outside. There was lightning. But I went to bed and I went to bed listening to the rain. And I had a dream that I was in the house alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was there and she was cleaning. She was like cleaning up like the crap that we left on the floor and like the ants in the kitchen. We were like putting out traps for the ants in the kitchen. And she was like there with me. But like I was in my room, like I was just watching her, but like I knew she was like moving throughout the house. It was kind of weird because like I was just in my room, but like I knew she was like all over the house. And I woke up and it was like really quiet outside. Mm-hmm. Like the rain had stopped. It was kind of like that. I feel like I'm in the eye of the storm kind of thing. Cause there was like an electricity in the air. I don't know if you've ever gotten that.
I don't know.
Okay. It reminded me this one time I went camping in the Boundary Waters, which is like a kind of a hardcore camping experience, up north. And we got like hit with a really hard thunderstorm, and this is why I'm never going back. But we were like in like a really bad thunderstorm, and there were like trees that were being felled, and we had all had to like seek shelter in our tents and stuff, like in a clearing so the trees wouldn't fall on us. And we had like one of the people we were with had like a radar weather tracking thing, and we had all been like cuddled around that, and we were like, the storm had moved so that we were like in the middle of it, like we were in the eye of the storm, and it was like really quiet, like it was so quiet, but you could feel electricity in the air, like everybody's hair is standing on end, and it felt kind of like that. It didn't feel as intense, but it felt kind of like that. But I had just woken up, and I remember feeling like I am not alone in this room. And I was looking around and there were just like lots of shadows, you know? And I was like, holy shit, like the Babadook is here or whatever. Like my ass is grass. But like nothing happened. But like the electricity was still there. And I was like, I am not alone in this room. I am not alone in this room. I am like dead ass not alone in this room. And so eventually I went back to sleep and I didn't have any other dreams. And I woke up the next day and I went to class. And when I came home, I just like cleaned up a little bit, like not a lot. Like, I'm not going to say like, I really put in, cause I didn't like things that were like really important at night, just like weren't as important in the day, you know. It's like, oh, I had a weird dream. But like, I also like kind of got it, you know? So like, I cleaned up a little bit, not a lot, a little bit. And I cleaned up my room. I cleaned up my room like more. I mean, like the rest of the house was still kind of ass, but I cleaned up my room.
Yeah.
And like, I bought a vacuum instead of like one of those like trashy red, I don't know if you've ever had like those like the red vacuums. What are they called? Oh, fuck. You can buy them at Target for like $60.
Yeah, my mom has one. She has like five vacuums, so.
Yeah. Because like that's what I had, and it was like so chock full of like hair and dirt that it like it didn't really vacuum up anything. So like I bought like an actual vacuum and I vacuumed my room. And I like cleaned like some of the spider webs out of the windows. Because when we moved in, there had been just like, you know, shit and spider webs and stuff everywhere, and we just kind of accepted it. So I cleaned up my room and never had another one of the dreams again with the old woman.
I'm sorry, never, that's so funny.
Never. I mean, and it's like it's not like I cleaned every day. Like I just cleaned that one time. But like when we left, it was shitty again. It was still shitty. But I cleaned that one time. And I cleaned again, but like I cleaned like I college cleaned, you know, like I picked up the underwear that were on the floor. But like that one time I like cleaned. Like I cleaned like my mother cleans in like spring cleaning. But that's like the only time in my life where I've like cleaned that way. I just never had another one of those dreams again. And I'm not like a big ghost guy, but like I dead ass think that like that old woman owned that house like 100 years ago and didn't like that, like we didn't give a shit about her room specifically. Cause I'm pretty sure I was in her room because I was in the nicest room and there was like fucking stained glass in the windows. So I think like, I don't know.
That's hilarious that like, she's like, I'm going to haunt him because he needs to clean the fuck up. Okay. I'm tired of this. Just fucking clean. I'm just going to fucking laugh at you until you clean your mess. And then I'll go away.
I never felt like scared. Like even now, like it's not like a trauma, like there are more traumatic things that have happened to me in my life than this experience. I never felt scared. I felt like just like weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird talking about it because it's like I've told this story, but I usually tell it as like a kind of like a funny thing. And like it wasn't funny when it was happening, but like it's really funny now, for whatever reason. And like, again, like I don't know if I actually believe in ghosts or if like just like some kind of like energy was like left in the house, or like maybe like this was like my psyche like telling me that I needed to clean. Cause like the old woman did kind of look like my grandmother, but like a lot of old women kind of look like my grandmother to me. Maybe that's not a fair. A lot of older white women look like really old white women kind of look like my grandmother.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, they look like grandmas.
They look like grandmas. So I don't know if it was like my psyche just being like, you know, you should like take care of the space that you sleep in more. So I don't know what it was, and I don't know if I would put my hand on a Bible and say like that was a ghost, but I don't know. It was weird. It was weird when it was happening, and it felt really real when I woke up and the thunder was gone and it wasn't raining and it was really quiet. And I was like, somebody's in the room with me.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I hate that feeling.
Yeah. So that's my paranormal dream experience.
You know, that was a dream, you know.
It was a dream. I guess it was a series of dreams with a reoccurring character.
It's like both things that I'm thinking about, like analyzing the dream. It's either a really passive aggressive ghost or your subconscious is just really mean to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't remember my dreams very much. But I've also like dreamed about people more than once. Do you know what I mean? Like my brother is in like most of the dreams that I remember. Yeah. But also like this, maybe it just was my grandmother. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird experience.
That's good. I mean, I'm not. It's not good that you experienced it. It's good for me because content.
Right. Of course. Content.
But yeah. What are your dreams like typically, like the ones you remember? Because I'm just curious.
Usually the dreams that I remember are a lot more nonsensical. I usually I can't put that. I had a dream last night that I was getting ready for an audition and that I went into the audition and I killed it. But we were auditioning in a school and it was also a basketball court. You know, so it's I don't know where the hell that was. And I remember the director was blonde and there was a tall black guy that was the dance captain and I couldn't, he moved too fast. So I couldn't follow him. And he was bald. So I remember that very vividly because I dreamed it last night. Mm-hmm. But in a week, I don't think I would remember that I had a dream about an audition in a basketball court. And I have no idea where that was, I don't know what spurned that. So what was different about these dreams is it was very clear where I was in all of them. And I still remember what she looked like. Mm-hmm. So it was just a lot more vivid, I think. And mm-hmm. it made sense what I was doing. Dreams I'm cooking and my teeth fall out, I don't know what that means. And I don't really remember what the circumstances were. So, but with this one, it's I was in lecture, I was doing the mirror exercise, I was walking down State Street mm-hmm. and she was there all the time, each of those times,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have one more question before we we have to figure out a name for this dream, but one more question. Okay. When All you right. dream, is it in first person or third person or second person? What's the perspective?
First person, second person, third person. Can you define what each of those would be?
So first person would be how you perceive life right now.
Okay.
When you walk around and stuff. So is it mm-hmm. like that? Or is it third person where you're you're watching your body do things and interact with people and you're just this omniscient God watching things happen? Mm-hmm. Or second person would be you're viewing it through someone else's eyes. So you'd view yourself through my eyes instead.
That is crazy. I have only ever dreamed in first person. It would be crazy to have a dream where I was outside my body.
Dude, that's crazy.
Do you dream outside of your body?
All the time, yeah. Wow. It's kind of a movie, while you're watching yourself.
I've never had a movie dream. All of my dreams have always been I am here doing this.
That's so interesting because when I have the other actors on the podcast, they have really interesting dreams and they're always oh, it's because I'm an actor, so it's probably this is why. And then you're yeah, no, I made some brownies.
Yeah, no, I don't remember a lot of my dreams and it's always first person. That's wild. And usually I know that I'm dreaming too. It's not a lucid thing. It's something will happen and I'll be this doesn't make sense. And that'll be this is a dream. And then it'll just continue.
I don't know. I always think it's reality until I wake up.
That's wild.
I can never figure out. If I figure out it's a dream, I usually die quickly after and the dream will kill me. So.
Kill? You've died in dreams?
I die all the time.
I have never died in a dream, ever.
Oh, okay. Rub it in. All right. You're not getting brutally murdered.
I don't even think I've been in pain in a dream.
Okay. How does it feel to be God's favorite, huh?
It feels pretty great. Okay. I read somewhere that dreams were your brain running simulations of what it thinks might happen and how you should respond.
Well, I never respond correctly, I guess, because I always die.
Sometimes
it's really painful.
Okay. Well, at least you're dying in the dream and not in real life.
Yeah. Especially some of the ways I've died. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm curious to hear how you've died. And so I have a feeling you're going to die in this dream you're about to share with me.
I don't know. I'm debating because I was I told Reese this earlier, my sun, moon, and stars, but I was kind of hesitant on telling him a dream. that I had like a few nights ago, because I was like, that one's too graphic and I don't want to like scare him off. And he's like, okay, I'm blocking your number, never talk to me again. I'm like, no, please. So I was debating on what dream I should tell you, but now that you gave me that dream, I'm like, I can beat this up.
Okay, so that was like, that was a pretty good dream.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
My dream is a pretty good dream. Okay.
I'm totally winning though. If you win, they cheated.
They cheated because I have a sultry voice.
Yeah, exactly. But well, I'm debating.
It's taken me 44 minutes to get through my dream, so I feel like if anybody listens that long, I'm doing just fine.
Girl, I made like an episode that was like 3 hours long, so it's okay.
Oh dang. Okay. Yeah. All right. I think
you're fine. Okay, we have to name the dream though.
I've always thought of her as like the purple woman. So I'm going to call her, I'm going to say the purple woman.
Okay. So that was Reese's dream about the purple woman. Oh, she's wearing purple.
She was always wearing purple.
My dumbass was like, oh, it's because she's purple. Duh. And I was like, no, she's not. The purple woman. Okay. The
purple woman.
So that was Reese's first dream, the purple woman. We're going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to decide which dream I'm going to tell him, because I have three in my head right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't tell all three. Well, I can't tell all three. But before we go on break, what should they like get for like a snacky snack or a drinky drink?
A snacky snack or a drinky drink?
Yeah.
I'm a big goldfish guy. I think that you can never have too many goldfish. There's never a wrong time or a place for a goldfish. Cool. It is the snack that smiles back. That little Finn, the trademarked goldfish, is pretty cute. So I feel like you can't go wrong with a nice fistful of goldfish.
Why did you say it like that?
Like, I don't know. Like what? Like, I'm just saying a fistful of goldfish.
It's so weird.
Lots of F's in that. Fistful of goldfish.
And what should they get to drink?
For a drinky drink, I don't know. Depending on your time, you can't go wrong with a bourbon or like a whiskey on the rocks. An old fashioned, if you're in the Midwest. You can't go wrong with all of that. That's my
if you're of age, I guess get some bourbon and some goldfish. Okay. Weird combination. This is a side tangent, but I'm curious. Do you live in a snack household or an ingredient household? Like, do you have a bunch of snacks or just ingredients?
Growing up, I lived in a snack household. Mm-hmm. I now live alone, and it's definitely like a bachelor pad. So I'm going to say I live in like a ramen household. We have a lot of ingredients here because, you know, it's like you're like, I have time, so I'm gonna cook dinner, and then you go out and buy like a whole bag of granulated sugar and use like a thimbleful of it, so now I have a bag of sugar and a bag of flour.
Just snort it. I don't understand.
Okay, yeah, I'll get right on that.
So while he's going to go snort that, we're going to go on break, and we'll be back after this quick break. And we are back from our break. It was a great break. Nothing awful happened at all.
That seems to imply that something did.
What? No, it doesn't, because I specifically said nothing bad happened at all.
Nothing bad at all. Okay. Nothing bad.
Yeah, had goldfish. He had bourbon. I just watched him drink it.
Staying loose.
Yeah. And staying now, in it. Now it's my turn. So I'm gonna share my dream. I had three dreams that I was planning to was debating on what to share. We rolled a dice. It said three. So I'm gonna share the one I had 2 days ago. Yeah. I'm not stalling. Why are you looking at me like that? Anyways, how are you? How's the weather?
It's pretty great here.
That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, let me just get into it. So,
all right.
This dream, for context, when I woke up from this dream, I literally was crying like a baby, and I ran to my mom, and I was like, Mom, can I have a hug, please? Because that's how
messed up this dream was.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I was also really mad at her in this dream. Okay. But yeah, for context, in this dream, it kind of took place, I've talked about this before in the podcast, but I rarely have dreams that take place in my childhood home. So I usually, how my dreams work is like based on like the stage of my life is usually where the dreams take place. So when I was little and I lived at my childhood house, I'd have dreams about the childhood house. When I moved out, I stopped having dreams about that place. I never dreamt about it again. Mm. When I moved into my new place, I only had dreams about that. College dreams, I only have college dreams when I was in college. I'm not in college anymore, so I don't really have that many college dreams. I dream about the people sometimes, but not really about being in a college like experience. Mm-hmm. So on and so forth. So this dream was a little jarring because it took place at the childhood home that I'm like convinced is like a little sketch, a little haunted, a little spooky. I had a lot of like weird messed up dreams as a child there.
Okay.
So in this dream, it kind of took place there, and I don't know my age in this dream at all.
Interesting.
So I'm imagining it's like the age I was when I was there, but I have no idea. And another thing is this past like week and like 2-3 weeks, I've been having a lot of disturbing dreams, and I was trying to figure out why, because like, yeah, I know this entire podcast exists because I have disturbing dreams, but I was having more than usual disturbing dreams. Like, okay, every day I would wake up in like a sweat and be like, yo, what the fuck? That was fucked up. So I was confused, and I figured out it's because I'm not sleeping normally. Like, I don't have a normal sleep schedule right now. I kind of just lose consciousness and then I'll just wake up when I have to. That's just what I've been doing. So, and I found out that when you do that, it makes you have more nightmares. So basically, I need to sleep when I'm supposed to. So I'm going to fix it eventually. But yeah, so that's the context. I've been having like really bad nightmares for the past like few weeks. Surprisingly, not last night. Last night, I didn't have a nightmare. I had a really nice dream. But yeah, so this dream took place in the childhood home, which was like a condominium that we had. And it involved my middle school bully. Okay. And we have to give her a name. Give me a name.
Okay. Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Rachel and her posse. And in middle school, I was literally bullied by everyone because I was just an easy target because I'm dumb. Okay.
Let's elaborate. You're dumb how?
I'm just dumb because I would just think people were being genuine to me, but I was like the butt of the joke all the time.
Aww,
but I never knew I was the butt of the joke until like I got into high school and I was like, oh, like I was the butt of the joke. Aww. So yeah, that was very sad, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
It's okay. But she was like one of the biggest ones, and I thought for the longest time that Rachel was like my friend because we would do a lot of things together, but sometimes she would like say really mean things about it, and I'd be like, oh, it's fine, like it's okay, they're laughing, that's a good thing, right? And
sad dream.
That's sad dream. But like this is some context about like real life, right? Before we get into the dream,
yes,
which is fucked up. But I keep saying that, and then watch, I'll be like, yeah, so Rachel like stole my doll and I woke up. Dramatic. But no. So, and one thing about Rachel was she was really nice to me in private. So we like were in a running club together. And so privately, she would be really nice to me. And my dad would always give her a ride home because she lived really close by to us. So she would be really nice to me then and like be really nice to my mom because my mom would always bring her like baked goods and things like that. And she'd be really nice to me then. And we'd be like friends. But then the moment we're surrounded by other people, she'd be really, really mean to me. And I have this one specific memory and I still have it where she gave me like this charm and she was like, oh, this charm is for you. I'm giving this to you. But in the future, you have to give it back to me. And I was so happy. I was like the happiest I've ever been. Because I was like, oh my God, Rachel, trust me with this charm. I'm so happy that she gave me this charm. She's so sweet. And I kept it in like a little drawer. And once in a while, I'd pull it out and look at it and be like, oh my God, Rachel gave me this charm. And then I went over to Rachel and I was like, hey, when did you want that charm? And she started like laughing. And she was like, oh, you really kept that? It's just some trash that I found. Like, I didn't actually think you would keep that. And then everyone in the class laughed. And I was like, oh, okay.
this is an in-depth look at the American educational system and adolescents. And
yeah, basically, and kids are assholes.
Kids are dark.
Yeah. And dark. I was like, oh, okay. And I still have the charm, like, in my room. I still have it to this day. Because I was like, I really was so appreciative that she gave it to me. Fuck her. Anyways.
you kept the charm after you found out that it was.
Yeah, because I thought it was like, I was like, oh, she's just saying that because like she's just like saying it around them. But like we have a special like relationship. I was wrong. But that's all the context you need. So in the dream, he said, this is just sad.
This is sad. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And in the dream, in real life, she did this a couple times where she would like come to my house unprovoked and like knock on the door and like would like make like threatening remarks like, oh, I'm going to come in there, da 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 da, like as a joke. Yeah.
Let's pause for a moment. What's that context? Just
like
threatening, like, I'm gonna come inside this house and fuck you up. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and then I'd be like, oh, stop, and like close the door, and I would get genuinely scared. But after like the fifth time, I was like, okay, girl, if you're gonna do it, like, just do it. You're a liar. But it was because like I told her I was gonna buy some chips for her, and then I bought her some chips. Middle school drama at its peak. I bought the chips and I gave it to her sister. And her sister ate the chips and didn't give it to her. And so she was really mad at me. And she's like, you should have gave it to me. And then she just would come over and be like, I'm going to give me the money for the chips or else I'm going to beat you up. And I was like, ah. And I lost.
So, okay. But so it was her money. Like she gave you money to buy chips. And then you bought chips, gave them to her sister. Okay, interesting moral dilemma there. I would say it still doesn't give her the right to threaten you. But Yeah, that's I could see the middle school logic of wanting money for the chips back. It didn't end up.
Yeah, and I was like, but chips. I did what you said. I bought the chips and I gave it to your sister. It's not my fault she ate them. Oh, but she'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna beat you up, and I'm like, no. And now looking back at it, I was like, that's so stupid, Hawa. Like, this is so dumb. What are you doing? But that's like the context I had with her. And it was more scary because at the time I had like a stalker who would show up to my house. So I was like, I never knew if it was her. That's the story for another day.
So much. Learning so many things.
So much. But in the dream, how it starts is I'm like still getting bullied and stuff like that, but I don't care. Because I'm living my best life. My mom's home. My dad's home. My sister was, like, really popular at the time. So she was in, like, a club. And we were just chilling in the house. And my dad was sleeping in his room. And he remains unbothered throughout the entirety of this dream. A lot of chaos is about to ensue. And he, the entire time, was sleeping. Didn't wake up once. Like, not at all.
Interesting.
And he was doing that. You know how, like, dads, when they snore when they're sleeping? Mm-hmm. That loud ass snore the entire time.
The dad snore.
Yeah. So just have that like in the back
in my mind. Okay. The dad snore is. Yeah. The dad snore is taking place.
He's doing that. My mom is like in the kitchen making dinner, and I'm like helping her out because like I love my parents. So I'm like, oh yeah, let me help. And someone knocks on the door, and I go downstairs, and it's Rachel and her posse, and she's like, hey,
posse.
Her posse. There were like three people. And they're like full adults. So that's where I get confused in the dream. Because in some parts of the dream, I'm like a child. And then some parts of the dream, I'm like my full adult self. Okay. So she like comes with her little posse. And she's like, hey, Hawa. And I try to slam the door. And she like puts her foot in there and like opens it. And she's like, listen, I'm going to come in there and kill your mom.
Oh,
just like that. She's like, I'm gonna come in there. You better give me like, she like asked for something. I don't remember what it was, but it was something like super stupid that I don't have. She's like, you better give me this in 10 minutes or I'm coming in there to kill your mom. And I'm like, what the fuck? what's wrong with you? Why would you do that? And she's like, because I like seeing you cry. So if you don't.
Wow.
Right. So she's like, if you don't do it in 10 minutes, I'm going to come in there and kill your mom and watch you cry because I think it's funny. And so I'm freaking out.
Holy shit. Okay.
Obviously, I immediately run to my mom. I'm like, Mom, we have to go. We need to leave. And she's like, oh, I can't leave. I'm making dinner for your dad. And I'm like, I'll make dinner for dad. Can you just go, I don't know, go to the store and buy some fucking Sunny D? I don't know. Get some Gatorade. And she's like, oh, what's wrong? And I'm like, listen, Rachel's here. And she said she's going to kill you in 10 minutes if I don't get her this super obscure thing that I don't have. And she's like, oh, let me just go talk to her. And I was like, no, you don't go talk to Rachel. She wants to kill you, Mom. And she goes, well, no, because Rachel's a good kid. And I was like, no, she's not a good kid. She wants to kill you, Mom. Okay, so you need to leave. And okay. She's like, well, I can't leave. I need to go talk to her now. And I was getting so frustrated because my mom is like the nicest person in the world. But she's so fucking stubborn. It's so annoying. So she's like, no, I can just talk to them. Oh, it's probably just a misunderstanding. I was like, no, it's not a misunderstanding. She said she's going to kill you. She's going to kill you, period. It wasn't a, oh, perhaps, maybe, depending on the weather, I might, perchance, kill your mother.
Yeah.
No, she said, I'm going to kill you in 10 minutes. Okay, statement. I need you to leave. Jump off the balcony. Figure it out. I don't know. Leave. And she's like, no, I'm not leaving. And then someone knocks on the door again, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, it's only been like 3 minutes. I don't know how I'm going to find this stupid, obscure thing that she wants. So I go downstairs. It's Rachel. And she's like, oh, time is ticking. Like, where is it? Where is this super obscure thing? And I'm like, Rachel, I don't have this thing. Why do you think I would have this thing? And she's like, oh, well, if you don't have it, I'm going to have to kill your mom. And I'm going to like.
Let's pause right here for a moment. Let's unpack just he really said, quickly. Let me just pause.
So are you okay?
No. I'm very okay. I just there's just so much here to just breathe in and breathe out, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Let's keep going. We're gonna kill Mom. Got to find the thing. We don't know what the thing is.
Yeah, it's like this super obscure thing. Like, I don't even think it exists. And this is why I said I should probably do a different dream, because I was like, this is intense compared to your dream.
No. This isn't intense at all. Let's keep going.
He said, no, it's a typical Tuesday.
Oh, it's a typical Tuesday. This is fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's like, I'm going to kill your fucking mom. And I said, no, Rachel, you're not. And I was like, Rachel, you can't, like, I don't understand why you're doing this to me. Like, I thought we were friends. Mm-hmm. And she starts going in, like, why would I ever be friends with someone like you? And like, roasting me. You don't even know what she said. Just know it was hurtful. And I'm just like, just stop. Like, leave my mom alone. Like, if you want to kill someone, kill me, dude. Like, fine. And she's like, no, because you're asking for it. And your mom doesn't want to die. So I'm going to kill her. And you're going to cry. And it's going to be funny. And then I'm going to kill your sister. And then I'm going to kill your dad. And I'm like, Rachel.
Let's just appreciate Rachel's critical thinking here. Because that's an astounding leap in logic. I don't want to kill you because you're asking for it. Yeah. I only want to kill people who aren't asking for it.
She's like, I want to hurt you. And I was like, Rachel, I don't like, I was getting like so like upset and like starting to cry. I was like, I don't understand why you're doing this. And at this point we were like kids again, like actual like 13. How old are you when you're in middle school? Like the 12, 13 year olds. And I'm like, Rachel, like, please don't do this. Like, I don't understand. Like, I can get you anything you want. Is it about the chips? Are you really going to kill my mom for some hot Cheetos? Like, is it really that deep? And I was like, I have hot Cheetos. I can give you hot Cheetos. She's like, I don't want that. I just want this super obscure thing. So I shut the door and I'm like frantically looking around our house for this super obscure thing. Obviously, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, my mom won't leave the kitchen. She's being stubborn. I can't get her to leave the kitchen. I'm going to just have to defend my mom against Rachel. The thing about Rachel, though, is Rachel was taller than me. She was way stronger than me, and she was like into like boxing and like basketball and all those things.
At 13?
Yeah, basketball, like boxing, like all those things. So I was like, I can't even win this fight if I wanted to. And then like her posse was like fucking henchmen, like the entire time.
It's a fucking beatdown. They've rolled up.
Yeah, and wow. I was like, I can't, like, dang. I don't even know how I'm going to, like, defeat them. And I'm, like, freaking out. Like, I'm not going to win. this fucking fight. Like,
are they all, were they all basketball boxers?
I guess so.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm fucked. Like, I don't know what to do. And Rachel's like, TikTok, TikTok. You know, like, you have to find the thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to fight her. Like, I have no choice. And so I told my mom, I was like, you need to leave. You need to go. And she's like, no, I'm not going to go. Let me just talk to Rachel. I'm sure it's a misunderstanding. Maybe she's hungry, you know? And I was like, I don't think that matters. Fuck if she's hungry, dude. She says she wants to kill you. She's hungry for murder. Leave. And me and my mom get in this heated argument. And I'm like, mom, you need to leave now. Like, you don't understand. This is serious. And she's just like, no, I have to cook for your father. He's very hungry. Just like, and mind you,
way to go mom.
I was skinny, so I was like, why aren't you listening to me? You never listen to me, right? Being like a little teenager, why won't you listen to me? And mind you, dad just deep in sleep.
Good soundtrack for the like backtrack for the whole thing. The dad snore
while I'm yelling at my mom. I'm like, you need to leave, like, you have to leave right now. And I was like telling her to jump off the balcony. Don't know why she would never make that, because we lived on like the second story. So I was like, no, you can't make that jump. But I was like, jump off the balcony or hide in my room or do something. She goes, no, I'm gonna stay in the kitchen and I'm gonna cook. Your dad's hungry, and then maybe Rachel will have some and then we can talk this out. And I was like, oh my, you're pissing me off. So I go back and I grab a freaking knife because I'm like, I'm gonna have to defend myself. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, Rachel, please don't do this. Like, I will do anything you want, whatever you want, whatever you need, money, anything. Just please don't hurt my mom. Like, just don't do it. And she's like, well, the more you beg and tell me not to, the more I want to. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill your mom. And she's like,
at least she's self-aware.
Yeah. She's just like, I'm going to kill your mom. Your mom is going to die tonight and you're going to watch her. And I'm going to take my time. And I was like, what the fuck, Rachel? Rachel, what is wrong with you, Rachel? And so time runs out and she's like, okay, I'm coming in. Like, I'm going to force her. She's going to force her way in. Obviously, I'm not an idiot. I lock the fucking door. And I like run around. I'm locking all the doors and stuff. Smart. And she's like banging on the door trying to get in. Mm-hmm. And her posse's like throwing stuff at our like building. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And my mom starts heading towards the door. And I was like, what are you doing? Why are you heading towards the door? You freaking idiot. And she goes, oh, you know, you said I should go to the grocery store. Like, I think I need to go to the grocery store and get some flour. And I said, you want to go now when Rachel's trying to bust through the... And I said, you know what? I think dad's having some breathing problems while he's sleeping. You don't hear that snoring? I think someone needs to roll him over. And she goes, oh my God, you're right. I should go do that and check on up on him. And so she goes in the room and I put a freaking, what's it called? A chair.
Underneath
the doorknob. Okay. Like Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, boom. Okay, good. Now I can deal with Rachel. And just in time, Rachel like breaks her way in to the house. And she's like, I'm coming for your mom. And obviously I'm trying to fight her. I'm not winning this fight. Like at all. I'm getting my ass beat. Just destroyed. And I'm like crying. I'm like, Rachel, please just don't kill my mom. Please, like, please don't kill your mom. Kill my mom, not your mom.
Don't kill either mom. If we could just leave the moms alone.
Don't kill anyone. And she's just like, I'm going to do it. And then she starts describing in detail, like disgusting detail, what she's going to do to my mom and how she's going to like make it super slow and super painful and enjoy how much I cry and scream. And hearing her say that made me like snap. Just like snap. And I just grab her and I start wailing on her. This is where it gets a little graphic. I start wailing on her. And obviously I'm not strong. I'm not as strong as her. So I just start biting her. So I'm like biting her everywhere. And
creativity.
Thank you. And I managed to bite her throat. And to make a long story short, I rip her larynx out of her throat. I just do. Because I had no choice. And she said she was going to kill my mom. So I did that. And I just started like ripping her throat out with my teeth.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I like the idea of like dream you like, is this the larynx? Is this, you know, just like recognizing the anatomy of everything that you're pulling out of her?
Yeah, literally. And she's like screaming. She's like, what are you doing, you monster? And I was like, me? I'm the monster? You just came into my place saying you're gonna kill my mom. The fuck? So I rip out her larynx, rip her throat out. She's dead now. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, wow, I fucking did that. Yo.
Fine. Ripped your throat out.
Yeah. And so obviously, I don't want my mom to see.
Right.
While she's, like, taking care of my dad snoring. And he's still snoring.
Come on, dad.
Come on, didn't wake up at
all.
And so I drag her freaking body and I throw it out the front door and I quickly lock it. And the goons, like, see it and they're like, oh, my God, Rachel. And they're like, we're going to come in there and kill you and your mom.
We're gonna kill you and also your mom, we're gonna kill her too.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna kill you, like, what the fuck, why would you do this to Ray? She was just joking. And I was like, no the fuck she wasn't, like, stop it, like, stop trying to gaslight me. No, she wasn't. Mm-mm-mm. And so my mom comes out and she's like, oh my God, what a mess. And then she looks at me and she, like, screams and she just looks at me in complete horror. Mm-hmm. Like, in disgust. She's like, what did you do? I can't believe you did that. And I don't care. I, like, grab her and I take her to the balcony and I'm like, you need to leave right now. I don't want to hear it. Just fucking leave. Get out before they do something to you. And she's like, what's wrong with you? You're not my daughter. I can't even look at you in the eye. And I'm like, I don't care. Get out. And I, like, pushed her off the balcony. Luckily, she landed safely.
Oh.
Thank God.
What a twist. She lands and dies. You killed your mom.
Yeah, that would have been crazy. But I guess there was, like, our neighbors always had, like, a giant pool when we used to live there.
Oh, okay.
They had during the summer. And so she fell into the pool in the shallow side, and she was okay. So she just looked at me, and she just, like, left. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna die because I'm not gonna fight these fucking goons. They're, like, 6'3", and, like, buff as shit. I'm not fighting.
Basketball boxers. Dribbling, yeah, and punching.
They're gonna kill me. I can't fight them. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna die. And then my dad wakes up and he goes, oh, is dinner done? And then I woke up. That was my dream. There you go.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
There is my dream. And then I woke up and I was like, mommy.
I would have as well. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, that is a terrifying dream. I've got to be honest.
See, I told you. It's terrifying.
To analyze that dream, if that's what we do now, I would have to say that you have an in-depth knowledge of the human vascular system, specifically the larynx, even when you're dreaming, to know just where to rip that out. It's pretty impressive. It's very impressive. Yeah.
I mean, granted, I wasn't very graceful. I wasn't like, oh, perhaps I should numb on your larynx.
And insert right in here.
Yes. Instead, I was just like, just ripping until there was nothing left. And I was like,
Larynx. I love it. I love it. Yeah. That is, I'm sorry. All these dreams made me so tired. And no coffee yet. That is certainly the strangest dream I've ever heard. I've got to give it to you. That was an experience.
You're welcome. You know, I have time to share one more dream. Between one and two, what do you want to hear?
One.
Okay, that's easier. But yeah, back to the third dream. Yeah, it was crazy. The funny thing is, when I told my mom what happened, she's like, no, like, this is a good dream because, you know, when you dream about conflict, that means you're going to be closer to the people in your real life. And I was like, Mom, I don't think you understand. I literally killed a woman for you and you still wanted to make Dad dinner. Like, in my dream, we had beef. Like, we weren't friends in my dream at that point.
That's fair.
But she was like, no, it's actually a really good thing. Because, like, look, you're hugging me right now. So the dream brought us together. So,
it did. The dream brought you together.
Yeah.
So maybe it was good after all.
Yeah. Just awkward silence.
What's the name of this dream?
I don't know. What should we name this dream?
How about Hungry for Murder?
Hungry for Murder. Okay. Yeah. That's a good name.
Hungry for Murder.
Okay, that's my contender.
Because you're hungry, and there's murder.
Rachel was hungry. I really don't know what the fuck was wrong with her. She was just freaking being awful.
Perhaps we will never know.
We will never. Actually, I'm curious about what she's doing in life, because I don't know what happened to her. She's disappeared. So Rachel, if you're listening to this, fuck you. Suck on a dick and die.
Wow.
Yeah. Even though it's not your actual name, so I don't even know how you're gonna know.
I'd like to apologize to all the Rachels listening out there. Nothing against you personally or the name Rachel. It's a surrogate name for another individual.
Yeah, if you want to blame anyone, blame Reese. He picked the name.
I did. I picked the name Rachel.
He did. Yeah. Okay, what was I gonna do? Third dream for funsies. And this dream, was kind of scary, but it was more so annoying.
Okay.
In the sense, I had this dream, like, I think the first few months, like, back, I, like, left for 3 months to go back home to Gambia, West Africa, and I came back. And this was, like, one of the first dreams I had when I came back. And this dream started with me waking up in a house that I never recognized before. I've never been in. Mm-hmm. Very confused. It's like the complete opposite aesthetic as me. And when I look in the mirror, it's not my face, but a whole entirely different woman's face. And I'm going to name her Jane. And Jane looks the exact opposite as me. Like, she's white. She's like 4'9". She's blonde hair, blue eyes, very petite, very opposite of me. And I'm sitting there looking at her reflection. It's 2 p.m., which is mm-hmm. important.
Okay.
Looking at her reflection, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm fair, like, question.
What's going on?
When did all this happen?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember going to sleep as a black woman, and I woke up as a white woman. That's weird. So I'm like looking around the house trying to figure out, like, who I am, what am I doing here? And to speed everything up, basically I was trapped in this woman's body between 2 a.m. and midnight. And then after that, everything would just go black. And then when it was 2 p.m. again, I would be in her body again. And I didn't know why, and I didn't know how, but it was happening. And I had to live as her. And she was basically like a stay-at-home girlfriend. Good for her.
Good for her. Full-time job, that is.
So she just stayed at home all day and, like, cooking and cleaning and stuff. Which, nothing against it, for me.
No judgment.
And one thing that happened, also, her boyfriend was trash. Her boyfriend sucked. Very emotionally abusive and emotionally checked out of the relationship. Did not like him. But, just start roasting this man. He's also ugly, and he's dumb, and he's stupid, and I hate him.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. What did he look like? What was he like?
He just looks like... Oh, neckbeard.
Neckbeard, fedora, milady kind of guy. Wife beater. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like hell to be in a relationship with that kind of person. No offense to any milady, neckbeard, fedora, emotionally checked out, emotionally abusive boyfriends out there.
Full offense on my side of things.
I respect all my kings hustling out there.
But yeah, that's him. I'm going to name him Lucas. That's him, okay. Her boyfriend. But the thing is, every day at 4 p.m., I would watch through the window my best friend walk home with me. Like, actually me. My body. And they would walk home every day and pass the window. And I'd watch them in horror.
Where was the house? Like, was it like the street that you grew up on or something?
No, I think it's literally like a generic house. Like, what I imagine is like one of the houses on State Street, like that are on those like quiet.
Okay. Like, yeah. I'm just like forming a whole story of like, what if this woman like existed and she was like reaching out to you with psychic energy, like crying for help. Save me from Lucas.
Save me from Lucas. Don't worry, girl. Lucas. I'm trying. But yeah, every day at 4 p.m., I would watch my best friend and myself walk past the window. And it freaked me out because I was like, okay, I'm here. Like, I'm trapped in this bitch's body. Who the fuck's in my body? Because they're acting exactly like me. And they're doing all my mannerisms and everything that I do. So I'm like, I'm confused. right? And the thing is, Lucas obviously is emotionally checked out of the relationship, but he clocked pretty early on that something was weird, because his actual girlfriend is like a strict like vegan, and I'm not. Like, I'm vegetarian because it's cheaper. So inflation is crazy. But like, I was like making breakfast or something for us, because he wanted breakfast for dinner, and he's like, why are you eating the turkey bacon? And I'm like, oh, do I not eat turkey bacon? And he's like, no, you never eat turkey bacon, you're vegan. And I'm like, oh.
Hey, good on Lucas for knowing about his partner's dietary habits, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, can't be too checked out if he knows that she's vegan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the bar is low, but my boy Lucas, he's trying. He's working.
He's trying. The bar is in hell, and luckily, he's there too. He's slightly above the level. But yeah, he was like, why are you doing that? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, babe. Like, oh my God, I've been like having some memory issues. And he's like, well then get that fixed. And like, he'd walk away and I'm like, so it was like that for a couple weeks, and I was like trying to figure out what's going on. And I was like, okay, well clearly Jane must be in my body and I'm in her body. Logical sense, right? Mm-hmm. No, Jane was trapped in her body with me. So between midnight and like 2, she would be in control, but then the moment 2 p.m. hits, I would be in control. So that begs the question, who's in my body?
Who's in control of your body?
Yeah.
Who's in my body? That's like a 70s. Welcome back to Who's in My Body.
That'd be like a funny sitcom.
That would be a funny sitcom.
Yeah, this was not fun though. This was like Body Snatchers. Just like awful. And the thing is that like Jane was like trying to like take control sometimes. Because at first I was like, maybe I can like leave her a letter. But because Lucas was getting suspicious and he was, like, fucking abusive, he was, like, looking through her diary and all that stuff. So I was like, I can't leave her a message because he's going to see it and that's going to be weird, right? But then I was able to communicate with Jane through our, like, subconscious. And she is fucking annoying. I'm sorry. I can't defend her any longer. Because the whole time she's like, oh, you're trying to steal my mans. And I was like, ain't nobody want your mans, Jane. No one wants him. No one wants him.
Ain't nobody wants him.
Ain't nobody want him or his shit-stained drawers, okay? You can have him. I just want to figure out how to get back into my body, right? And so because, you know, I've been a little bit preoccupied with, you know, being trapped in someone's body,
yeah.
Between 2 p.m. and midnight, I've been ignoring Lucas. And so now he's like, oh, I'm suddenly interested in you. Like, I'm going to try to win you back and stuff. And I'm like, ill. Gross, get away from me. No, ew. I don't. Ew, no. But then Jane's like, no, like, you're trying to steal my mans. And I was like, no. So eventually I figured out, I invited like my friend and me over to talk. And I waited until my friend or me went to the bathroom so I could talk to my friend. And I was like, hey, listen, I'm Ashley Howa. And she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, listen, I know all this stuff about you because I'm Ashley Howa. And I, like, proved myself to her. And she goes, okay, then who the fuck is in the bathroom? Like, who have I been walking home with for the past, like, 6 months? And I'm like, it's been 6 months? What the fuck? And so we're just trying to figure out who's in the body, if it's actually me or is it, like, what's going on? And I never get to figure it out because I woke up.
That's a wild dream. Crazy to, like, that, like, the human brain can rationalize all of those experiences, do you know what I mean? Like, the just like the stories we tell ourselves, you know?
Yeah,
like in the moment, like your dream is presenting you with something and your brain can just like fill out like a whole backstory around it, like it's been 6 months, you know, all these things are happening, and like the detail too.
Yeah, my dreams are very detailed, so hence the podcast, because I'm
hence the podcast. Well, it's a good idea. My dreams are typically not detailed.
Your dreams are like, so I ate cereal.
I hate cereal, and now I'm skiing. That's it.
And I'm like, yeah, so I just ripped out this person's larynx.
Larynx. Yeah, not their throat, their larynx.
I went straight for the larynx.
Straight for the larynx.
Okay. Chewed on it, spit it out.
Oh my God.
It was very graphic, I'm not gonna lie. I toned it down a lot, but okay, in the dream.
I appreciate that. I'm kind of a snowflake, so I appreciate the
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to tell you, but of course you're gonna roll dice. Ooh. Oh,
Please, Howa, please.
Well, I don't think any less of you, Howa, I promise.
That's good. Or else.
Or my larynx.
I'm coming for the Adam's apple. Don't try me.
No.
Please, no. Yeah, but that's all the dreams that we have, unless you want to share a third one for funsies.
I don't have anything. I don't think I have anything coming to mind, I'm going to be honest. But
so when you sleep, do you just, you have dreams, but you just can't remember them? Or is it just like you sleep and then you wake up?
Typically, I sleep and I wake up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If I have dreams, I don't remember them.
Oh my gosh. You need to, like, when you wake up first thing in the morning, drink like some water and it should help you remember.
Interesting.
I don't know the logic behind that. This isn't a science channel, unfortunately. But it does help. Someone smarter than me can explain.
Okay. I'll look into that. And if I have any more dreams, I'll text you.
Yes.
You can maybe do a follow-up episode.
Yeah. I would love that. Cool. I would love that a lot.
I would love that too.
Yay. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it. Do you have any closing remarks that you want to say?
Stay in school, kids. And don't do too many drugs. And if you're falling asleep listening to this, because I fall asleep listening to podcasts very often,
have sweet dreams.
Just heavy breathing.
I hope your dreams are sweet.
Ew.
Yeah.
I hope you guys.
Fun little thing for that.
ASMR. Yummy.
You can fix it.
Fix it. Add like music.
Yeah.
Make it sound nice. If you're falling asleep, I really hope you fell asleep during the first half, and not the second half.
Oh, the second half was fun. The second half was good.
The second half.
You just
might have some strange dreams. I can say.
Yeah. And if you have a dream of ripping someone's larynx out, I'm sorry.
But let us know in the comments. Continue to engage with the content.
Pop off in the comments, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking pop off. Let us know, bro. Yeah. Thank you so much for staying up with us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram @_ It's Just a Dream Podcast. Over there, you can find a bunch of like funny content. Well, funny to me. You can find
funny is a relative term.
Yes, it's very subjective. You can find some fun dream facts, trailers for new podcast episodes. You can find dream quotes from characters. I also shitpost a lot on my story, whether or not it's funny, again, subjective, but I do it. And if something bad happens to me and I can't upload for like 6 months like I always do, you get an update there, so check it out. If you have any crazy wild dreams that you want us to analyze, email them to us at itsjustadreampodcast2@gmail.com. Again, itsjustadreampodcast2@gmail.com, and we might share them in future episodes. Who knows? I might get Reese back on here and we're gonna analyze those dreams, especially if you rip someone's larynx out, you know, as one does. So you might want to check it out.
It's a theme. There's a whole theme.
It's a whole theme. It's crazy. If you also want to send us a voice note, be sure to check the description box below. You can send a voice note through Anchor, which I think goes by a different name now, Podcaster or whatever. You can send us a little voice note. Tell us hi. We'd love to hear your beautiful voices. Also in the description box is a link to my Discord server. You can join if you want, but you don't have to. But yeah, you can join if you want. If you do, we're gonna do movie nights, bake with me, all those fun little jazz stuff. Thank you to our $5 tier patron, Leah Eckhart. You are my sun, you are my moon, and you are all my stars. Thank you so much for your support. Like I said before, I do have a Patreon, but there's like very few content on it. I've been kind of lazy. I will update more later on, but if you just want to support me, you can go ahead and engage with it. Like I said, in like a bunch of other episodes, Leah managed to find it before I even announced it. Before
let's go, Leah. Let's go. She managed to putting in work.
Work.
Let's go.
Yeah, she managed to find it. And I didn't mean
the rest of you. Gotta step it up. You gotta get on Leah's level.
Yeah. So you can if you want to, but you don't have to. Last but not least, be sure to check out the links in the description box below on ways you can help with things around the world. There are links to help with the war that's currently going on in Ukraine, links to help with the Maui fires that recently happened. Like I say in every episode, it's important for us to help people who can't help themselves. It's very easy to be selfish and be like, oh yeah, that's happening, but what does that got to do with me, right? Let's just help each other, be good humans, and help our fellow human beings. All right, Reese. I'm passing the mic to you. What do you want to say?
Just if you're in the South, come check out Playmakers Repertory Theater Company in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. You can see me. And if you bring me yellow flowers after a performance, I'll take you on a private tour of the building.
Ooh,
so there.
Yeah. And then once again, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh,
it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. I forgot to mention one last thing. Voting, once again, two ways to vote. Number one, if you're on Spotify, just scroll down. The poll will be right there. You can vote between The Purple Woman or Hungry for Murder. Or if you want, you can wait 48 hours after the episode airs and go on our Instagram, again, _ It's Just a Dream Podcast, and vote there. And the winner... The winner will get
bragging rights. Woo!
Yeah, you get to say you won. I'll make you a little medal and be like, you won.
Oh, all right. You have to vote for me now because I need a little medal. I need a medal. I need the medal. So
that's cheating. You're using your voice. That's cheating. That's cheating. Don't do that.
My bad.
Don't do it. But yeah, thank you so much again for being on our podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Much love. And yeah, without further ado, sweet dreams.
Sleep tight.
I love you.
And good night.
We'll see you soon till we dream again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Greatest gift, one friend.